Towards the end of that second quarter, and then you just had a terrific third quarter that changed the game.
Yeah, you know, I thought our girls came out a little bit tight in the beginning, to be honest with you, and it kind of showed in the first quarter. Some uncharacteristic turnovers after we were forcing some, and you know, I just said stay the course. We talked about it, follow through with the game plan. You know, we weren't thinking, you know, because they got into the game and we weren't even running the plays correctly. So you know, they had the one timeout where we made like a 6-point run. And then we wanted the ball inside. You know, I kept trying to talk to them and tell them that until they change things up, we want the ball inside. And, you know, we did that. And at halftime, I did. I said, we wrote up the number three. I said, first 3 minutes of the third quarter are usually the most important. So let's come out and do something. And the girls did. They came out in the third quarter ready to go.
Yeah, 29-11 is what you outscored them there in that third quarter. And it just seemed like everything started to click once you were playing a little bit tighter defense, you got steals, the transition game, everything started to go in.
Yeah, and I just what you said, we always talk about how defense always transitions into our offensive side, and it was no different tonight. I thought our defense, we went back to man-to-man. You know, we'd thrown in, I was an idiot, I threw in some junk defenses and stuff, which we ran a couple of times. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, we did it earlier this year on them, and it was successful, but I just wanted more ball pressure. I thought once we went to the man-to-man, I thought we caused them a lot of problems.
Sophia Peppers, 37 points, 13 rebounds, four steals is what we had from her. It's just an awesome night.
Yeah, well, you know, and you know, she wanted the ball on the inside. You know, when she comes ready to play, I think Sophia is a pretty special player. So tonight was one of those nights, and you know, she was getting banged around in there, but she enjoys that. She really does. She's very, very physical herself, so it's nothing she's not accustomed to. And you know, tonight she opened up things from the outside. We just weren't hitting them tonight, so hopefully it's something that'll change going into Monday.
Obviously, this is a great win, confidence boost for you heading into Monday night. You'll play either Akron Westfield or Westwood. Akron had the lead there at the end of the third quarter, but see how that comes out. But either way, I guess you go kind of do your thing and play your game and try to get back to that goal that you reached last year.
Yeah, you know, it's and that's what I told the kids. You know, don't look at the big picture. And our girls understand that, Chris. They do. They've been in this situation before. But at the same time, I had two words for them after the game. I said, stay hungry. I think our girls are hungry, but obviously the opposition's going to be too. It's no different. They understand what they're playing for also. And so, you know, it's going to be a tough game. We know that. We're going up north. You know, they got good basketball. But, you know, I'm more concerned about with what my girls can do to be successful. And we're going to start watching film here in about 45 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Thank you very much.
All right, Sophia Peppers, after the game, you guys came out great there in that second half. That third quarter was a big change of momentum, 29-11, you outscored them. I guess talk about what changed for you.
In the locker room, Coach Peterson said that we need to make a big run, and the third quarter is the most important part of the game. He told us 3 minutes, give it our all, and I think we did a very good job of doing that.
Seemed like your defense really then translated into the offense. That's when you guys play your best. When you're getting steals and getting the chance to get a layup on the other end, you really start flowing.
Yep. We practice about that all week. I think we're very well ready for this game, and I think it proved tonight, and they are a good basketball team, and they honestly are making us better for the next game.
Well, I'm sure you're not worried about the personal accolades, but this is a heck of a night for you, too.
Yeah.
37 points. Everything was going in for you.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't calling the fouls, but, I mean, they were a good team, and I just – Coach Peterson told me to dominate, and I wanted to prove that I could, so I – went my hardest, and I think that it came out a pretty good outcome.
Yeah, great outcome here tonight. You've got one more here to try to get yourself to state. Now, I guess what's the mindset now as you go into Monday?
We just do one game at a time. I think this is my third year going to doing this, and I think it's a great atmosphere, and it's going to be a good game, and I think we're going to be pretty good. We're going to be prepared for it.
All right, thanks a lot, Sophia.
Thank you.